This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The Uniparty openly shows their strategy, and they dare you to fight back, America. They dare you. They say, okay, here it is. We're going to demonize Trump. We're going to make it look like nobody likes him, and we're going to protect Joe Biden, and you're going to just have to grin and bear it. You're going to suffer through it. We don't care what you think about the Trump family and what it represents for America. We don't care what you think about the Bidens and what they represent for America. We are going down this path, and that is that. If you want to, I'm too much of being a winner. I know what winning feels like, and I will tell you this: I'm not going for that. I'm not going to allow them to demonize Trump. In fact, I was on an airplane headed back from Chicago, and I sat next to a black lady, Miss Rita. And we were talking about something, and we got into kind of who I was, what I did, and it was something because she was on a group of black people that were touring, in this case the Mediterranean. And as we had a conversation, we started talking about kids, and I said, well, this is how I raise my kids, and it's no excuses. And she was like, so we were there. But I knew I was dealing with a Democrat. That's right. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, folks, Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So I'm dealing with this Democrat. And she says, now, the one thing that I do agree with Trump on, and it's the one thing, and she was clear on it like that. And I said to her, you agree with Trump on a lot more than that. I said, you might not even know about it, or you don't know, somebody didn't tell you, but you agree with him on a lot more. But how it came up was, she says, one of my favorite trips was we toured Georgia and Alabama, and we got to see the Geechees or whatever that were. And I said, you know, Clarence Justice Thomas is, she said, I know. So I pulled out my phone, I show her a picture with me with Justice Thomas, and then she was, you know Justice? And so we get into that, and we have a discussion about him, and I say, yeah. I said, you know, Justice Thomas had to learn English, educate, and then we get into education. Education was important for black folks back in the day, but here's where we've come to, and she agreed with me on everything, and I gave her my information. I said, let me just tell you something, Ms. Rita. You may not like what you read about me, but she loved me. When we were sitting there talking on the plane, she agreed, shaking her head. Kevin, I'm going to find, I'm going to look you, I'm going to do, I said, you do that, but just understand this. You may not like everything you read, but I want you to remember this moment. And so she chuckled and we walked off. It's literally been 2 days, but we'll see what happens. But here's my point. I wasn't going to let her win the argument. I agree with Trump. Oh, just one thing. I should make sure. Just this one thing. And I said, no, you agree with him on a lot more. Let me tell you some of the things he's done. And you know what she said? She goes, we toured the HBCUs. I said, all of those are named after Republicans. Are you aware of that? What? I said, yeah. They didn't tell you that on the tour, did they? I'm glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The Democrats and the Rhinos are going to trot out a bunch of people against Donald Trump, and you're not going to hear very much against Biden at all. Despite the Biden crime family woes, I will tell you, I look every morning, today, as usual, not a single story about them in the mainstream news. And you put anything about the Biden family on social media, the story is immediately attacked by bots, and then everything that you do after that gets no coverage. It takes guts to do what I do, because you know you're stifling yourself. You know you're stopping yourself from being heard. This radio show would get out to the masses if I just toned it down. Yeah, I played the clip where Hannity asked Trump, should you tone it down? You can tone it down. If you feel good toning it down, tone it down. If it makes you feel, oh, well, more people will accept me, Kevin, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, if you feel that way, tone it down. But don't ask me to do it because I'm not a pansy. I'm not toning it down. I'm not placating to the left mob. You want to know why? Mostly because, I know who I am and I'm going to say it, but the second thing is the majority of people think the way I do. I'm not telling you that. And you can take the credit. If you say, Kevin, I feel the same way, you go ahead and take the credit. Act as if I took the idea from you, because I don't care the origins of the idea, but I know this, truth is truth. And when you hear it, you know it. I'm not going to placate them. We got a bunch of people out there who are running for office that are saying, well, I'm more Trumpish than Trump. I'm a better version of Trump. I'm a more cleaner, more moderate version of Trump. I believe this, I believe that. It's just, all it is America first stuff. It isn't. There's nothing new under the sun here. They're just trying to package it in something that's more palatable. I don't know about you. I don't need a more palatable package. I'm happy with the one we've got. Let me pivot a little bit here, talk about what we're going to talk about this hour. So we're going to go into some of the other candidates, what they're saying, what they're doing, because Jim Scott was out talking. Mike Pence just declared. Are you excited about it? It's funny. You see these people declare, and there's nobody, you know, there's no hoopla. Look how Ron DeSantis has went over. They went into immediately went into protect mode once DeSantis did his deal on Twitter. Mike Pence appeared with a bunch of bikers and he was all trying to look all tough. You know, look at me, man. I'm a biker for the Lord. I don't know what he was trying to convey, but it was all pomp and circumstance. And what was interesting is there was nobody there. Nikki Haley, she went on CNN to talk about abortion. I played that in the first hour, but she's copycatting Trump, where I'll go into the belly of the beast and I'll tackle the tough issues. While, look, I'm not going to discount the life of the unborn as a secondary issue by any standards, but in terms of the day-to-day, what Nikki Haley should be talking about is this high inflation rate and how Joe Biden drove it. You know why they can't talk about this stuff, Nikki Haley and others? Because when you do, you highlight what it was under Trump. And you can't be bringing stuff to him. This should be, I'll be honest with you, I'll tell you exactly what these candidates should be doing. They should be vying for vice president under Trump. That would be the smartest move out there. I would declare and say, I'm just auditioning as VP.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If he is the nominee, will the Democrats win?
Oh, yeah, he can't win in November of 24. Oh, the math has shown Donald Trump has no chance of winning in November of 24. He wouldn't even win Georgia. If you're a Republican that can't win Georgia of November 24, you have no shot, and he's proven that. So, and not only has he proven it, but the candidates he gets behind in a good conservative state like Georgia lose the race. His messaging doesn't translate. It does well with a hardcore 30-35% base, but he loses everybody beyond there. And no one is undecided about the former president. There's no one out there going, well, maybe I might consider voting. No, you know where you are. He's a known commodity. And so the math doesn't add up. So if Republicans nominate him, then we're saying a vote for him in the primary is effectively a vote for Joe Biden. I mean, that's ultimately how the math will play out.
That was Governor Chris Sununu, who it turns out is not going to run. I guess his exploratory committee decided that he couldn't get it done. But I tell you, that clip was very telling. I love when people are so amazing in their insights, because he should know. I mean, what, he's the governor of what, like New Hampshire or Idaho or Rhode Island? Who knows? I mean, his governorship, he certainly knows what people are thinking. I mean, I can bet you this guy's been in the black community, the Latino community, the LGBT community. He knows what people are thinking, and he's definitive. If you listen to him, he's so sure of himself. Oh, there's just no way Trump could do it.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Could he actually win?
No freaking way!
The Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election.
Donald Trump.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
Trump will not be president.
Trump will never be elected President of the United States.
They're not going to be president.
A man who will never be President of the United States.
Donald Trump is not going to be President of the United States. Take it to the bank.
He will never be president.
Donald Trump is not going to become President of the United States.
He's at plus 19. Do you think the tapes made a difference? Of course they made all the difference.
This race is over.
Hillary Clinton has raised more than double Donald Trump, vastly outspending him.
The presidency at about 89% for Hillary Clinton.
Your analytical model has never been wrong.
Now projects Hillary Clinton to win the presidential election.
100% chance. You still think she has 100% chance of winning the election?
I do.
And what would Donald Trump have to do to turn things around?
Prayer and hope for a Festivus miracle.
This is CNN's coverage of election night in America. The fight for the presidency.
I think we don't care.
Okay, how Kentucky? Who cares?
Kentucky, don't care about
Kentucky. Indiana. Don't care.
Indiana with West Virginia, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, Kansas, Nebraska, and Wyoming with its vote. North Dakota and South Dakota, Texas.
Up and down the middle of the country, all red.
Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, Missouri.
Yeah, it was at 80% an hour ago for Clinton.
What is it now?
68%.
Okay, I'm nervous.
Ohio.
Ohio, gone.
Idaho.
Okay, yeah, I don't see a landslide here. I don't see it at all.
North Carolina.
God, if we need Florida, are you shitting me?
Florida.
It is f***ing panic time.
New Georgia.
Donald Trump now the favorite to win the presidency.
Iowa.
New York Times now has it at 95% chance.
Utah.
To still win, but in order to do so, she has to win Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
God.
Arizona.
Alaska.
Pennsylvania.
Michigan.
All of
what a night.
I love that clip. Take that to the bank. Trump will not win. 89% chance for Hillary Clinton, and my model's never been wrong. 100% chance Clinton will win. And then you see the countdown, state by state, that Trump wins, and the absolute mind-blowing that happened. And that was multiple media outlets that they're covering that on. Now let's pivot back to Sununu. Trump can't win in November of 2024 is what he said. That's why I wanted to insert that little clip in there to remind you of what the naysayers will tell you. They want you to understand. He goes on to say the math shows that he has no chance. He can't even win Georgia, he says. Well, it's funny, Trump won Georgia in 2016, but he didn't win Georgia when Kemp and Raffensperger plotted against him as part of the Uniparty. He couldn't win it then, but he can certainly win it. There's no question about it. Then he goes on to say his message doesn't translate. Oh, he only speaks to 35% of the base. I don't know, 35, 40%. What's he polling at now? But he only speaks to 35, 40% of the base. They're not listening to him. Who are they listening to? Who else is polling in the 30s? Let's just use his number. Who else is at 35%? Ron DeSantis isn't at 35% in any poll. Now look, you guys know me. I don't give a crap about polls. I give a crap about what are people saying. I have been around this country, multiple events, and I'm telling you, you don't have to believe me, but I think most of you know I'm not going to fill you full of hot air. Very simple. They say DeSantis, and you get, in some cases you get boo. They say Trump, you get raucous applause. It is what it is. Now, I'm not telling you I'm Frank Luntz. I'm not Rasmussen. I'm telling you what happens at the events, rallies, 200 people, 300 people, 500 people. That's what happens. And when it happens enough, for me, I then say, that's a trend. Now, I told you guys, prior to Alvin Bragg and everything else that's been going on, Trump was pretty much losing ground. Not anymore. He's no longer losing ground. Donald Trump is proving to these people that he's here to stay. And I go back to the clip where Hannity asked him, why don't you soften the message? And he says, I'm not going to. Look at what these people did. They spied on my campaign. They made up lies about me. He essentially says, you look at everything they put me through. What they were trying to do was destroy me. If I was a lesser person, if I was a person who could not handle those types of attacks, I'd be gone. If I let my guard down, if I take it personally, I'm not letting my guard down. Now, I don't know who's handling him now, but I will say this. When he's asked about policy, he's on point. I don't know if Trump can forego the personal attacks. Frankly, I don't care about them. I believe the majority of Republican voters do not care about Trump's personal attacks, calling Ron DeSantis, for example, Ron the Sanctimonious. I think it's hysterical. You know why it's interesting about what's interesting, most interesting to me anyway, about it is he's really giving you good insight to the guy. Ron the Sanctimonious, he thinks he's better than you. If you follow this DeSantis, there is an element of that. Now, I've appreciated it when he's pushed back on folks, but maybe other people are starting to notice it differently than I did. But I'm telling you, these people are going to throw their spears and everything, but Donald Trump is in the driver's seat.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he wants to fix a lot of things in the USA that are just wrong.
In classrooms, our children are indoctrinated into radical ideologies and even taught to hate our history.
For that and many other reasons, Pence says he is now a candidate for president. Another candidate whose name is lesser known has entered the race, North Dakota Republican Governor Doug Burgum. The software millionaire and two-term governor says he'll pay for his campaign himself. How to survive the hideous air blanketing the Northeast? That's what many in more than a dozen states are asking as the smoke pours south from wildfires in Canada. Health experts say stay inside, drink lots of water, put the air conditioning on recirculate, and dig out those N95 masks. A former aide to former President Trump, Taylor Budowich, testified before a federal grand jury today in Miami. He later tweeted he answered all the questions. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Got word that Chuck Todd is stepping down. Meet the press host and moderator. After 9 years of hosting the public affairs talk show, they're turning the reins over to Kristen Welker, NBC News co-chief White House correspondent. So the women are preceding these men in a lot of these anchor roles. Good for her. I don't know anything about her. Is she super qualified? Probably. He says, it's been an amazing nearly decade-long run. I'm really proud of what this team and I have built over the last decade. I've loved so much of this job, helping to explain America to Washington and explain Washington to America. I don't think people really understand to what degree inside the Beltway means. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. We're talking the trashing of Trump. I've labeled this entire show Trump Attacks. And it isn't Trump attacking the other people. It's people attacking Trump. And the biggest attack right now has to do with how they're handling Trump, what they want you to feel about him. You know what I'm saying? Well, maybe you don't. So let me put it this way. They want you to believe that Trump is under fire. Everybody could potentially come in. Look at the number of people who are going after Trump. Why would they do that to an incumbent who has a good record? The only way they're going to do that is if the guy wasn't good, if he's not good for America. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't have any answers to this. I don't know this for a fact. But I bet you every one of those candidates, Nikki Haley, Pence, Tim Scott, etc., got lots of big dollars. They got people throwing fundraisers, throwing money at them. And they all know they're going to lose. They all know they're not going to get through the primary. They're not going to beat Trump. The only one that really believes he has a shot is DeSantis. And maybe Vivek Ramaswamy, but his is really pie in the sky. His is that optimism that just says, oh, I'm going to go do my thing. You know, he's Mr. Optimist. You know, no matter what, when the chips are down, man, I mean, that's when I get tough. Nice guy, but not presidential material. Sorry, he's not. And the reason why I say that is when he came out and he says, you know, I would be the first millennial. When you start naming your first, what you're telling me, what's that got to do with anything? I don't care who the first millennial is. I don't care who the first black was. I don't care who the first LGBT president will be. I don't care about any first. What I care about is what is your record for delivering results? And here's what I can tell you, and the left can't argue it. Donald Trump delivered amazing results. Right now, we are struggling in America under the regime, the crooked regime of Biden, who was put in there in that coup, and we're struggling. Every one of us. You don't know anybody that's not struggling. They may be doing well, but they were doing a lot better under Trump. And most of us, I'm telling you, I'm going to speak personally. I am far worse financial shape under Biden than I was under Trump. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to miss some meals or anything. I wouldn't miss any meals because I have too many good friends. And when I say good friends, I mean people that I can call and say, hey, look, I'm missing meals. And they go, dude, we can't have you missing meals. And they would gladly send me money. I'll save those for another time. Because we have bigger things to do, bigger things for these people to invest in. But I'll tell you this, I was hanging out with one of my buddies who invested a lot of money in one of my businesses. And he brought me up to his wife, his deceased wife, who died of brain cancer a couple years ago. And he invited me up to her charitable event that she ran prior to her death. And they just renamed it in her name, Cheryl Rabine. And I will tell you, this guy is a guy that wants to make it happen. And it was funny because I got to meet Bo Jackson, one of my heroes. I mean, we're the same age, Bo and I. But I got to meet Bo because Gary said, come meet Bo. I got an event. You can meet him. He's a good friend of mine. And sure enough, he was. Now, Bo says, Kev, I don't want my stuff posted on social media. But I got my bucket list checked off. And I got to tell you, what a specimen. That dude, whew, he would have been all you could handle, whatever sport he chose. Bo is I said in the first hour, I don't think I've ever seen a dude with more muscular forearms. He made Popeye look like olive oil. That dude is he packs it. And given his speed and his power, I couldn't even imagine taking a hit from Bo. That would have been something else. Anyway, great guy. Was glad to spend some time up there doing that. I'm going to go back to what we were talking about, though. So Chuck Todd stepping down, and I don't think that NBC is going to miss much. Don't know about his replacement. Don't think we're going to get much. I think it's more in the same. I don't care. These are interchangeable cogs in the wheel that have nothing to do with the news. They don't even create the news. Their producers do. And now we've got our guy, and their attack, the media's attack, is to make us believe that nobody wants our guy. So, are you going to buy into it?
The evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
There isn't a strain of racism on the left. People will die.
We are heading to a civil war.
Millions and millions and millions of people will die.
This could be the last free and fair election in American history.
I want to talk to the white people out there.
It can happen here.
Maybe it's the Jews.
It really seems like the bad guys won here.
You don't have a president, as you said, talking about exterminating.
Right.
Latina. Capping her press release with the ultimate clap back to her critics. Megan Rapinoe, you make us believe. God bless you. She's chicken soup for your soul.
This guy is chicken soup for my soul.
You could impeach Pence first. The problem is that Donald Trump then has to name his replacement. But I think that maybe a deal could be struck where he was told if you don't make a replacement, then Nancy Pelosi does become president.
He died while he was in the custody of the Trump administration. In some ways, they facilitated Mr. Epstein's suicide.
John Kerry, if he ran, would win. That's all I'm going to say.
That was a new TV ad this week, making incendiary comments about gender.
I can assure you, there are only two genders.
Or it could be that Donald Trump or somebody knows something pretty extreme about Lindsey Graham. We're going to leave it there.
Certainly, there are many indications of a hate crime here.
It gets worse. One of the offenders wrapped a rope around Smollett's neck.
Where I live, everybody had guns. No one hunts with those guns. Everybody knows that.
Because nobody in America has suggested banning any guns.
If you vote for Trump,
it's like you're going like this.
I would vote for Donald Trump, a despicable human being.
No, you won't.
And let me tell you
Stop
something.
Yourself.
I come from a group of people where it happened to 6 million of them. And I'm not saying Trump is that person, but.
But is he an asset? You know what?
100%.
100% he might be.
The president said that we will fly our flags at half mast.
until August 8th. That's 8-8. The numbers 8-8 are very significant in neo-Nazi and white supremacy movement.
This single source close to Deutsche Bank has told me that he has co-signers and that the co-signers are Russian oligarchs. Tonight we are retracting the story.
I think the issue of Russia's attack on our election is not getting enough traction.
What would you have had the media do over the past 2 years?
This is a 22-month-long investigation. Barr's been on the scene for a month, and now we're done? That doesn't strike anybody as odd?
It feels like the seeds of a cover-up are here.
How can they let Trump off the hook?
Play media critic. What can we do better as those of us trying to cover your candidacy?
The evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
I love those mashups. When you hear the litany of lies told by the left, and then you compare it to what's not being said at all about Biden, I think you get the picture. Before we run out of time this segment, I want to play Governor Huckabee's comments on DeSantis.
Well, he's had a good run as Florida governor. I understand that. I think one of the challenges that he's going to have is answering a very obvious question. If you wanted to be president, how come you ran for governor just last year and you asked for a four-year job? And then you barely had gotten into it before you were already looking for another four-year job. So that's a challenge. And I think that sometimes it doesn't matter who's running for an office. You need to answer the question, do you not like the one you have? And why did you ask folks to give it to you if you didn't plan to keep it? And I do think that's a legitimate question to ask of people. You know, it happens. People say, look, I wanted to run for Senate or governor or Congress, whatever it may be. And then as soon as I got elected, I started looking at something else. But I think voters, not just in one state, but across the country, have a right to not only ask that question, but get an answer to it.
And sadly, I have the answer to it, and I said it the other day. I said it to some friends. I said, DeSantis could have done himself and the party a massive favor by saying, I support Donald Trump. I'd love to be his VP. What are we trying to, swap out a guy when we've got such a great guy? Why wouldn't the party do this, right? That's what we should ask ourselves.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%. Stop collection calls and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
One of the focuses that seems to have faded from the headlines is the threat of Russia intervening in our electoral process and system. You know, Trump recently said that Ukraine wouldn't say if Ukraine should prevail over Russia. Given his affinity for Putin and his outlook on the war, do you expect, or should we expect, Russia to interfere on his behalf in 2024 if he's the nominee?
Yes, of course. I mean, Vladimir Putin does not want Joe Biden to be president of the United States for reasons that I hope the American people see, because he acts in our national interest. He would very much like Donald Trump to be president again. because Donald Trump is, for reasons I still can't explain, very, very fond of Vladimir Putin, and so they will find ways to interfere. I hope our intelligence community is equipped to respond, maybe better than we did in 2016, but they'll come for this election.
I find that just such an amazing statement. That was Jen Psaki interviewing the crooked former FBI director James Comey, who Trump rightfully fired. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. So, after everything that's been talked about with Russia, Russian collusion, lies, Trump colluding with Russia, knowing the origin of this entire farce, knowing Hillary Clinton's intent, which, of course, was to start lies against Trump, and Comey has the nerve to say that we should expect Russia to interfere. But here's what's interesting. Listen to how Psaki starts it. Now that the focus from the headlines is faded from the headlines, she's saying is Russia. There's no more Russian focus of what they're doing to us. So she's saying, we know they lie. We know we lied about Russia, and now they're out of the news cycle. How does that happen? Given, you ready for this? Trump's affinity for Putin. So these guys know how Trump feels about Putin. I'm sure they've spent an enormous amount of time asking Trump about his affinity for Putin. And we all know now that Donald Trump was obviously an ace buddy of Putin and got him to cheat in the election and got him to do all these other things. These people are telling you to your face that we know everything we tried didn't work, and we allowed Trump to win in 2016 against all odds, and we're never going to let it happen again, which I told you. You could argue. You could say to me, Kevin, I know you like Trump's results, but we're never going to let him be president again. So with that in mind, who do you want? That's an argument I could understand, because that's the only way you're going to get me to believe that Trump can win. You have to tell me, you have to admit, we got the numbers. We're never going to let it happen. And that's essentially what Comey's telling you. Should we expect Russia to interfere? Of course. Putin doesn't want Biden. Biden's too powerful. He says because Biden acts in our national interest. I mean, really? The man who has sold us to every country where he and his son visited, and he says he acts in our national interest. Do you believe, folks? I'm curious here. Ad hoc poll. Do you think maybe Comey has been paid off, that people are saying, just go out there, say this? Where is he working? Is he still a professor at this college? What think tank is he with? How much money do you think? I'm asking this question honestly. I don't have an answer, but I will bet you money that Comey got the call. They said, here's what we need you to do. There will be $500,000 at your charitable deal or at your think tank. And if you'll go out and do this, we'll make sure the money flows into this thing and you can continue your lifestyle. That's what this is about. I'm not even guessing. I have no evidence of it, but I know it's happening. He goes on. Trump is fond of Vladimir Putin. And then he says the thing that gives you the biggest hint of all. The intel community. I only hope that the intel community is able to respond, ... better than they did in 2016. This is a man who knows now that the Russians didn't cheat to get Trump elected. That Trump did nothing illegal, immoral, anything involving the Russians. And he makes that statement. I hope that the intel community is better able to respond than they did in 2016. He certainly does. He hopes that. They went after Trump with a vengeance. I want to pivot quickly to Tim Scott, who appeared on The View. I think Tim did a good job, at least in this exchange. Other people were trying to be critical of it. I'm not going to be critical. I'm going to play it. You assess it for yourself. We'll have a few minutes to talk about it before we got in the show. But here's Tim Scott on The View.
You have indicated that you don't believe in systemic racism.
What is your definition of systemic racism?
Let me answer the question that you've answered.
Does it even exist in your mind?
Let me answer the question this way. One of the things that I think about, and one of the reasons why I'm on the show, is because of the comments that were made, frankly, on this show, that the only way for a young African-American kid to be successful in this country is to be the exception and not the rule. That is a dangerous, offensive, disgusting message to send to our young people today, that the only way to succeed is by being the exception. I will tell you that if my life is the exception, I can't imagine. But it's not, actually.
It's been 114 years.
Yeah, so the fact of the matter is we've had an African-American president, African-American vice president. We've had two African-Americans to be secretaries of the state. In my home city, the police chief is an African-American who's now running for mayor. The head of the Highway Patrol for South Carolina is an African-American. In 1975, there was about 15% unemployment in the African-American community for the first time in the history of the country. It's under 5%.
40% homelessness.
And 50% of African-Americans. Of the folks in our community.
13% of the population.
You had a chance to ask the question. I know that I watched you on the show that you like people to be deferential and respectful, so I'm going to do the same thing.
That is true.
So here's what I'm going to suggest. I'm going to suggest the fact of the matter is that progress in America is palpable. It can be measured in generations. I look back at the fact that my grandfather, born in 1921 in Sally, South Carolina, when he was on a sidewalk, a white person was coming, he had to step off and not make eye contact. That man believed then, with some doubt now, in the goodness of America, because he believed in having faith in God, faith in himself, and faith in what the future could hold for his kids would unleash opportunities in ways that you cannot imagine. Every kid today can look, just change the stations and see how much progress has been made in this country. ABC, NBC, CBS, ESPN, CNN, Fox News all have African-American and Hispanic hosts. So what I'm suggesting is that the yesterday's exception is today's rule. And for us to suggest...
So America has met its promise.
No, of course, the concept of America is that we are going to become a more perfect union. But in fact, the challenges that we face 50 years ago and 60 years ago should not be the same challenges that we face today. And here's the way that you measured that. When my mother was born, about 10% of African Americans got a high school degree, diploma. Today is over 90%. When you look at the income success
that
we've had.
That's an HBCU stat.
Well, listen, HBCU stat is a good one, because one of the reasons why I took the funding for HBCUs to the highest level in the history of the country, and then I helped make it permanent, is because I believe that education is the closest thing to magic in America. So I'm about making sure that our kids have as many opportunities to succeed as possible. It's one of the reasons why.
Because I have to go to Brandon.
I'm just getting started.
I believe all people
can see the success that I've had.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
I will give Tim Scott a lot of credit on that. He had some great points. His life is an exception. Many black kids, if you choose to be a senator and you wanted to go that route, you could be a senator. He talked about the president, the VP, two secretaries of state gave out more stats, and Sonny Hostins tried to interrupt him. There are two black women on that panel, an Arab woman, and two other, and I don't know what the other women are. None of them are pure white, and they're decrying. He says you can measure in generations. It's easy to see it in generations. I look at what my grandparents went through, what my mother would have gone through had I was raised by her, but I certainly know what that generation went through. I know what I've gone through. I know what my kids are going through. What progress? How can you miss the progress? Please. Tim Scott goes on to say, yesterday's exception is today's rule. There's no more stepping off the sidewalk for white folks. And in fact, white people going the wrong direction might get pushed off the sidewalk, sad to say. But where he screws up is he says, so America has held its promise. And he says, well, no. He should have said, absolutely, America has held its promise. And now the question is, are you willing to take that promise to the next level for yourself? Because America hasn't let you down. I got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.